Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers are WNIT champions, and I don't think this is a story any Indiana basketball fan will get tired of telling as time marches on. More thoughts from Terry Morin on her team's performance on the championship game and everyone who helped make this possible.
Fantastic afternoon for us. Terrific crowd. Record breaking 13,000 in Simon Scott Assembly Hall, which I challenged everybody to 12, and they exceeded that. We're all very grateful and appreciative that everybody came out this afternoon and spent their afternoon with us and just supporting us. Energy was terrific. And on a night where, especially in that third quarter, we struggled scoring, but we got it going. You know, in the last time out, we just talked about we had to win the quarter, and I thought our kids showed a tremendous fight, resilience, just to keep plugging away, because nothing was happening, you know, for us easy, as far as we didn't really feel like we were in rhythm offensively. I thought Bindu's three, obviously B's three, were a great shot in the arms for us, just to give us a little bit of breathing room as we went down the stretch. But overall, just really happy for our entire program. Just want to make sure that I thank the proper people, you know, President McRobbie and his wife, Fred Glass, and our administrative staff, Maddie White, just for allowing us to be here in this six-game stretch was really special. One of the reasons that we were able, I think, to win this championship was because we were in our comfort zone. We were home, and we were in our routine, and I thought that that was an advantage for us. So thank you for Indiana and Fred, Maddie, for allowing us to be here.
Five of their six victories in the WNIT came by double figures. Their closest game, the title championship. 65-57, and for the first time, WNIT champions. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
While the Hoosiers of Terry Morin were collecting their first WNIT tournament championship before a record-setting crowd at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall of over 13,000 people, the men's NCAA tournament was also ending. 67,000 and change at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio saw number one seed of the East, Villanova, handle Michigan 79-62. To claim their second national championship in 3 years. It's always a bittersweet time of year as college basketball comes to an end, but I think even the fans from Michigan would tip their cap to the Wildcats of Villanova. They were the better basketball team. Michigan got out to a 21-14 lead with about 10 minutes to go in the first half, but then it was all Villanova. A 23-7 spurt took the Wildcats to halftime, leading by 9. Dante DiVincenzo came off the bench to score 18 first-half points to give the Wildcats a shot in the arm. The second half flurry didn't end. DiVincenzo finished with 31 and was named the tournament's most outstanding player. National Player of the Year for the Wildcats, point guard Jalen Brunson, had a quiet night with foul problems, and Michigan, they just couldn't keep up. Mo Wagner had 16, Abdur Ali Rahman had 23, but it was too little too late. Only one McDonald's All-American played in this game, and you saw a great night of basketball as Jay Wright and the Villanova Wildcats pick up title number 2 in 3 years. The Big East beats the Big Ten, and just like that, the college basketball season is over. Now it's on to baseball season. The Reds return to the radio, brought to you by Royal South Toyota, taking on the Cubs tonight. Game 2 of a 2-game mini-series. The Reds winning 1-0 on Monday look to sweep as Cody Reed takes on John Lester. First pitch from the Great American Ballpark at 6:40. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.